Well, quickly, okay? Let's review. Let's start from, in other words, let's start from, I guess, from a pure factual standpoint. We all understand that, okay, so if I, there's something called a base menuga, okay? So in the realm of Tsaras, there's me, right? There's my clothing, or kelim, right? So not me's, so to speak. And then there's houses. And houses can become base menuga to the point where every part of the house is tameh. And the normative rules of tumah apply, so to speak, to the house. So, for instance, if I took a rock from the house and, like, let's say I touched Ellie with it, it'd become tameh. Okay. Right? Okay, good. Next. We also see, I'm, like, moving around a little bit, but we also see that that what happens. So you have a very interesting halacha. So when I walk into the house, right, through the front door, okay, through the front door, okay, All right, so I walk into the front door. So the halacha is that, so then that's called, that's we're going to call it derech bia, or bia, right? And then when I go in, so now I'm tameh, okay? All right. What's very interesting also is that what else becomes tameh? My clothing. But yeah, but now that shouldn't be that much of a surprise, because if I was holding, let's say, a pitcher into the base menuga, what happens to the pitcher? It becomes tameh. If I'm holding a ring and I walk into a base menuga, what happens to the ring? It becomes tameh, right? But when I walk in with my shirt on, or if I'm wearing the ring, what happens? I get a period of time, okay? It's called hatsala. I get a period of time where the clothing does not become tameh yet, okay? And what's the shear? Good. So I have a period of time, whatever that time is, where the clothing doesn't automatically become tameh. Well, that's strange, okay? What kind of idea is that? Like, it's a very odd concept to say. That's not the crux of the sugya. It's a very odd concept to say there's a delay. Because what I normally would think is that if I'm tameh, so now what happens to that which I'm wearing? That should become tameh. But that concept is the opening, is one of the openings that Reb Chaim is taking this whole sugya on, okay? So, all right, so that's another point. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Okay. Next point. If I walk in, I'm going to take it from the Gemara. If I walk in normally, okay, so then, I'll say it this way. As I'm walking in, okay, once, let's say, 51% of me is inside the house, okay, so what do we say? We say, rubo kukulo. Right, meaning if 51% of me is inside the house, I'm defined as being in the house, therefore I'm tameh. No big chiddush there. Where's the chiddush?
Backwards.
So I'm walking backwards, okay, the wrong way. So I'm walking, so to speak, the wrong way. So then, even if 99.9% of me is inside the house, I am still tahor, okay? Okay, but I'm already cheating from the Gemara. But then what I would think is, okay, so then my nafka means between that and 100%. No, when I'm 100% in, we'll see this back in the Gemara, I'm tameh. That's also very strange. Because what I should say is that if I didn't actually walk in derech bia, so why am I tameh? Okay, that's enough for now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right. So we'll go back and read the Reb Chaim. So let's just take up the Gemara first. Okay. All right. So review the Gemara, which I just kind of gave almost the whole thing away. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yoshia, ba'ina de'ima milsa umistafina mechavre." So what does that mean? Remember what that means?
Yeah, he's afraid of spam.
Basically, yeah, he's got this big chiddush. He's very nervous about giving it over. See, look at that humility. Okay, it's right there. Okay, so the Gemara says, "What's this big chiddush?" Hanichnas the base of menuga derech achorav v'afilu kulo chutz mechutz motar. So, 99.9% of him is inside, right? But he walked in backwards, right? What's the halakha is? He's tar because it says v'haba el habayis derech bia asar Torah. So the Torah says, walking in the normal way, so to speak, through the front door, facing the front door, that's considered derech bia. And that's how you become tameh, right? But if I walk in backwards, right, forget rubo kukul, walking backwards, the Gemara seems to imply that I'm not. So the Gemara says, umistafina mechavre. So guess what? The friend's like, this doesn't make any sense. Iyachi kulonami, right? That's a havmina there. So, because you would have thought, okay, if walking in backwards doesn't make me tameh, so what do I care if 99% of me is in there or 100%? Either way, if I didn't go in the right way, if I didn't do a maisa bia, How am I tameh? So Gemara says, no, this is tricky, okay? Amarava kulo, right? Lo gar mikalan shababayas. It has to be all of you, because it can't be worse. Remember, this has to be part of your svara. It can't be worse than kalim. Dechsevelo yitzmal kol shababayas. Because what is he by kalim? So you have a grace period from the time that the when you discover potential saras in your house to when the Kohen diagnoses it to get your kalim out of the house. Let's say you didn't do it. And let's say the Kohen comes to diagnosis and the kalim are still in the house. What happens to the kalim? Were they subject to any bia? No, they were there, right? They were just there. So what the Gemara is saying is that if you're telling me that Kalim, which didn't undergo any, so to speak, sort of bia, they're subject to becoming completely tamei. You can't say a guy who walked in backwards is worse, because there was something, right? We're not going to call it halachic bia, but something took place. He was outside and now he's inside. So of course he's got to be tamei, right? Define this. That's what we start to start with. So the first, now remember I told you, the first havi maskana we got to be a little careful with. I don't want to go off the deep end here. Because there is a chiddush to say, what would I have thought? I would have thought, normally speaking, if this is a normal tumah idea, who cares how the guy walks in? It wouldn't make a difference. We know by ohel, as Moshe pointed out, by ohel, it's irrelevant if I walk in backwards, forwards, on my hands, crawling. All this stuff is halacha shel beregel. All this stuff is irrelevant. All we care about is one thing, me being in the ohel, right? So the Havmina would say, I don't care if the guy walks in forwards or backwards, he's tameh, right? Forget Rubo, by the way. Forget that. Just he's tameh. Kamash Malan, no. Habal Abayis teaches you this works differently, right? It's unidirectional. So if he walks in forwards, that's when he becomes Tame, but backwards, not. Yes? Let's understand. So the Havmina that you guys are saying, treat it like regular Tumah, right? Now let's understand. When I'm in an Ohel, okay, that's fine. So you're going to say it goes based on whatever location you're in. Wherever I'm in, right? Now you have to acknowledge, even the Havmina, the mechanisms of how Tumah is transferred is different by Ohel than by Beis Menuga. You kind of said this before. In other words, what's the mechanism that Tumah is... How do I become Tameh if I'm in an Ohel with a dead body?
There's Tumah inside the structure, and the structure contains it.
Well, okay, but what has to happen, though? In other words, there's an object, right? The dead thing. And now, what is it doing now, so to speak? Right, but and so what's the conduit for it?
The house.
The house, right? The house acts as the conduit, right? In other words, there's Tumah here, there's me here, right? Something now is connecting me, so to speak, to this Tumah. That's what the Ohel does. Ohel takes the Tumah, so to speak, and creates this massive tziruf, okay? But is that what the Beis Menuga does?
No, because it is the Tumah.
Okay, one second. Good. So the Beis Menuga is not doing that. It's not that the house is a conduit for something else. It is Tumah, okay? Well, hold on. One second. It is Tumah. I understand what you're saying. I know. And by the way, you got to be careful how far down you want to go with that. How does the Tumah work by Beis Menuga? What do we see? This is where the Chiddush of Bia is going to come in. We see is that it's not that the house is a conduit for something else. It's not that I have an object of Tumah, and then there's me. And because we happen to be in the structure now is the transference method of the Tumah. That's not Beis Menuga, right? Beis Menuga is the house is Tumah. And now what does that mean? So it's my relationship to the house that produces the Tumah.
It's not being
right?
In the house.
Right, exactly. It's not a circumstance that, because if I was not inside an Ohel and I was near something Tumah, I'm not Tumah. So it's situational. I happen to be in an Ohel, so the Ohel is able to create that relationship. But what's happening here is I walk into the house and now what? Before we get to the Maisabia.
I posit that it's being in the
thing, but here it's different. Here, there's a certain relationship with the house that's producing the Tumah, right? Me being, and in fact, again, I'm not saying you need to say this. I'm just saying, you see, for instance, that why am I Tumah because I'm in the house, so to speak? It's almost like the Torah says what? What's the status of the house? What does the Kohen do to the house? What does he do to the house? It says in the Torah. No, but practically. The Hiskir, right? He closes it off, meaning it's usher, so to speak, for you to go inside. The consequence of you going inside the house is what? You become Tumah. It's not the same thing as Tumas Meis. It's like me violating, so to speak, the house. By me going in, that's why I become Tumah. You understand? So I have to have a certain relationship to the house. Good. Now, I agree. You know, remember, I mentioned before, but his skier, like the house is closed off, right? So what man is saying is that means, as far as you're concerned, the house is not supposed to be lived in. It's not supposed to be entered, right? It's removed from functionality. It's off limits, right? So the guy has to do an action, right, that demonstrates that he is now rendering this house no longer off limits. So they're going to use the normal way. A guy walks in, right? I agree. That's a gilui das, all that stuff I agree with. But I think that's the idea. Okay.
That explains the Achila.
What? That explains?
The Achila by the Kelim.
What? How so?
Why Kelim after? Only Tommy wants this Kelim after his cross.
One second. He's such a... Okay, yes, it does. But hold on. But I don't see that in the Gemara.
Yeah,
all right, okay. That's good, though. Now the next step is like this. The next step is what Fate is trying to push, which is like this. Okay. So now go back to what I was saying before. Now pinpoint it now. What are you saying now? How does the Tumah emerge according to this? There's what is it? In other words, it's a very at this point in the Gemara, it's a very funny idea.
Because the Gemara now, this step is
if the consequence of this is that if I walk in backwards, right, once I cross the threshold, I'm still fine, I'm tahar, which means I'm used as any way I want to, right? That means what about my sabia? What does that tell us then? Which means a fascinating idea. In other words, it's through the action of entering, right? That's what produces the tumah. right? The tuma emerges because of a certain type of action. That's crazy. Think about that. I'll tell you why. Because you guys said it's a base menuga and it's tame, right? But I have a very funny idea. If it's really tame, right? But now you're saying, so it shouldn't matter how you go in. Now you guys are saying, no, it is tame, but you have a fascinating concept. It's not that the bias itself is like intrinsically tame. Rather, it's only a specific type of action that can bring about this state of tuma, right? That's a very interesting idea, which Gemara is going to reject that. But I'm saying that's the consequence of the position. You're going to have to say the mice of bia is what brings about the tuma. It's by not humans. That the... By, what?
I don't,
by humans,
that
yeah.
Feels like...
In other words, it's not just... Right. I mean, I don't want to be too anthropomorphic. But again, like you said before, like if you look at tuma like electricity or a virus, right? So halacha seems to treat normative tuma as like spreading, right? Like so Rishon, Shani. Here, you don't have that. Here, it's like states, relationships. Like if I'm here, I'm tuma. If I'm not, I'm not. Right, it's not spreading and emanating. It works a lot differently. It seems like a different system. So at this point, the Gemara is going to say. So now, what I should say is, if I walk in backwards, right? So what do you call? Why am I tame? Right? Why should I be tame? Right? So how do we now? We have to obviously do what? We have to pull back. Yeah. Emphasize this again. There's two directions you can go in at this point. As I said yesterday. Okay. Okay. One direction is to say there's a difference between nimsa. That which is found in a house, and bia. Don't go that way, okay? Rechaim's not going to go that way. Rather, the other way to learn is to say, no, that it's true, I may not have done a mice, I'm not defining it, I may not have done a mice of bia, but there's still an idea of bia here, okay? Rechaim, that's, I got to cheat. Rechaim's going to go that way, okay? He's going to go in that direction. He's not going in the direction of, there's two separate ideas. There's nimsa, and then there's mice of bia. It's more somehow, in the, what?
What about a clue?
Same thing, oh, one second. And then in that, right, same thing by clue. Right? Same thing by Clay.
No, it never ended.
Right, well, yeah. It's still, that doesn't mean that B didn't take place. We have to understand what that means, okay? Also, understand another thing. We don't know quite yet. Well, again, we have to see in the Rechaim. Rechaim takes up if B applies or not to a Clay. Okay? For now, let's assume there's some type of B that applies to it. But the other thing is that Delo Gara. What do you mean? I just want to say, I don't think it's a whole separate halacha of Nimsa. Right, I don't think that's the way to go. But he seems to regret. You have to include the idea of the logara, meaning by Kalim, right? If they're the fact that they're there, right, that makes them tame. So then it can't be worse if the guy walked in backwards. He should be tame as well, right? They're just using the logic of that which is found inside the house. Okay, so let's add the point of saying. When we say a maisa bia, it's not just walking around. It's a very specific type of action. And what qualifies it as a maisa bia, obviously, is the fact that I got inside the house. And you can even say that's where rubo kukulo applies. But I'm saying that makes a lot of sense, right? It's a productive action. There's a kiyum, right? What's the kiyum of maisa? What's the kiyum of me walking into a house?
Getting in,
right? When I walk into the front door, I've accomplished my maisa bia. So now, why is that there? So how does that transition now into? But when it comes to me walking in backwards, of course I'm tame because it's lo gara mikalim. Almost back to the original point of like, well, it's the fact that the kli is located inside the base menuga is what makes it tame, right? But we don't want to say that, right? We don't want to just stop at that, right? Because then we're back all the way back to the original havamina. But the Gemara is showing us something about the kli that kalim, by virtue of them being in this location, that by definition is what creates a relationship. Okay, so now what? Very simple. Bia means where I am entered in the house. Okay, that's it. So now we're starting from a much different vantage point. We're saying, so really what I would say at that point is it doesn't matter if I walk in forwards or backwards, right? Meaning at the end of the day, all I care about is what does bia mean? Entered. Right. It just happens to be that what does the Torah come along and do?
It's just saying there's a derech to do that.
Oh, it's just a derech to do that. And when I do a maisa bia, because I'm doing the maisa bia, now what can I say about my bia-ness, so to speak? And when I'm 51% in, what can I say? I'm in the house now, right? And that what I'm lacking in when I walk in backwards is I just haven't initiated any of that type of maisa bia.
Right.
But if bia just means entered into the house, what's the difference how I get there?
Right.
It's just the only difference is that, and I think Rechaim's going to support this, but the only difference is that by the maisa bia, I think that's what he means by mixas, but the maisa bia means that now I'm starting that relationship, right? So now what I can say is at 51%, I can now say I've entered into the house. My bia, can I be expressed?
Because you're doing a maisa.